Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We're going to do two health-related segments right now. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, how old is really too old to safely have a baby? Some new science casts what we thought we know into doubt. But first, where do you go to the emergency room if you live in Brownstone, Brooklyn? There is the ongoing saga of the proposed closure of Long Island College Hospital, or LICH, in Cobble Hill. And that took another turn the other day. The hospital's emergency room was closed to ambulances, and critical care wards have been emptied. There have been reports from nearby hospitals that emergency rooms are now overcrowded, serving people who can't get to LICH, but you can still walk in, even though they're not accepting ambulances. There is an ER, and you can walk in. So listeners, curious if there's anyone who works at LICH or a nearby Brooklyn hospital where ambulances are being diverted to, perhaps the Brooklyn Hospital Center or SUNY Downstate or Methodist Hospital in Park Slope. What are you seeing at work? Any doctors or nurses listening, or if you've been a patient since last week in critical care or in the ER, tell us what your experience was at any of these places. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And joining us to talk about this is City Councilman Steve Levin, who represents Brooklyn's 33rd district in that area and has been trying to keep this hospital in his district open. Councilman, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you very much. Nice to be with you, Brian.
So as far as you know, what is going on at LICH the last few days?
Well, in defiance of a court order, SUNY has instructed the city to divert ambulances from Long Island College Hospital. They're saying that it's understaffed and that that's the reason. However, we're hearing from the doctors and the nurses that they remain, if not fully staffed, almost fully staffed. And so basically what they're trying to do is illegally shut down the hospital. This is in direct defiance of a temporary restraining order by Judge Johnny Lee Baines in Brooklyn. And from the record that was put out yesterday from a hearing of last week, the judge is not happy about this and is instructing them to comply with his court order. And, in fact, there is a contempt hearing scheduled for July 15th. We're hoping that that's not too late. In essence, what SUNY is trying to do is make the closure a fait accompli, essentially illegally in defiance of this court order.
So what should listeners do right now if they're in that area and might otherwise have gone to LICH and they need an emergency room?
Well, the other emergency rooms in the area, Brooklyn Hospital, Methodist Hospital, have seen a spike in their ERs and in their wait times, and it's not a good situation from reports that we're hearing in those ERs. Overcrowded, the diverted ambulances are creating really an unsafe situation in and of themselves. You know, right now the ambulances are still on diversion, so ambulances will not be going to LICH, but we're hoping that that will be reversed by another court order in the next couple of days.
But my understanding is correct that people still can walk into the emergency room if they're capable of walking into the emergency room, or be driven there?
Well, that's right. Absolutely. The doctors and nurses and hospital staff are still there. They're just waiting for patients. But without the ambulances, they're really not getting the type of patients that they could serve. One big issue is that SUNY has ended the residency program there. And the residency program, for one thing, it's the oldest residency program in the entire country. It's over 150 years old.
Just ended yesterday, right?
Right. And so that creates a difficult situation because the attending physicians rely on the residents to do a lot of work with them. So, but that being said, the doctors and the nurses have all, you know, offered to come to the table to figure out how they could address that situation. But what SUNY did by putting out word that they wanted the ambulances to be diverted from the emergency room, that was really unprecedented, and that's what's creating the unsafe situation there. And that, again, is in direct defiance of a court order. So that is absolutely illegal. That's in and so it is our hope that the judge is going to look at this and say, why on earth are you continuing to defy my court orders, and what are you going to do? And in fact, the report that came out in the last couple of days shows that the transcript from last week, he's actually contemplating appointing a special administrator or special master to oversee the operations of Long Island College Hospital because SUNY is not doing their job. In fact, he's quoted as saying that they're not doing the job here.
We have an RN calling in from Litch. Georgia, you're on WNYC. Thank you so much for calling up.
I'm just calling to say that we are as ready at Long Island College Hospital with a staff of professionals that we've been as ready since 1860. I'm an RN with 47 years of experience. This institution is ready to serve Brooklyn and the city as it has always been. And the misrepresentation of who is no longer employed here, it's basically the administrators, the higher echelon administrators, who've understandably responded to the threat of possible unemployment and are gone. But the staff, the physicians, hundreds of skilled professional people are ready to serve Brooklyn and New York as we have always been.
Have you seen the ER? I don't know where you work in the hospital.
I walked in this morning through the emergency room. There are six state-of-the-art ambulances waiting to go out and serve Brooklyn, and an emergency room staff. I was an emergency room RN. I'm an old critical care RN, graduated here in 1968. Mm-hmm. Those ambulances are as ready to pick up and care for and transport to here any of the patients who need to have good health care services. They're ready and waiting.
And if somebody needs an ER but doesn't need to be transported there by an ambulance, maybe it's a good place to go, less waiting?
It's an excellent place to go. I not only work here, I get my health care here. All of my family and most of my neighbors, at my urging, this is an excellent, excellent facility. And we're all concerned about what's happening to our health care, not just Carroll Gardens and the immediate areas of Red Hook and Sunset Park, but we serve the courts. We serve the colleges. We serve the highways of downtown Brooklyn. We serve a population now that has expanded tremendously. Where are these people going to go? It's astounding that such a wonderful institution that's had such a reputation would be threatened this
Georgia,
way.
Georgia, how about the ending of the residency program? How do you think that's affecting care at Litch?
You know, listen, physicians are attendings here, are responsible for patients. Ultimately, the physician of record is the attending. And certainly it's going to be difficult because they've taken away our house staff. But it's my understanding that if they would comply with the court's order, we would have had that physician staffing here. But we're already, we have nurse practitioners, we have physician's assistants, we have everybody to rise to the occasion under the direction of some of our most wonderful attendings that are here. Cardiology, OB, plastics, anybody in medicine and surgery who've been here and serving the population is ready to take care as they always have been.
Georgia, thank you very much for calling in. A Litch loyalist and RN at the hospital. Georgia, thank you, thank you, thank you, and good luck to you. And boy, oh boy, Councilman Levin, if she wants to get out of nursing, she's got a future in publicity, I think, at least for Litch.
She's fantastic, and as are all of the hospital staff, the doctors and the nurses at Litch. I've been very impressed by the professionalism and by their fortitude. It's been pretty amazing to see.
And we have to leave it there for now on this. I appreciate you giving us the legal lay of the land, too, at least from your perspective. Obviously, you have a point of view on this. And so we will see what happens not only in the emergency room. We will see what happens when the owners of Litch meet the likes of you in court in the coming days. Councilman Levin, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you very much, Brian. Thanks.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, how old is really too old to have a baby? New science raises new questions. We will look for some answers.